7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah, nope. Even though that sounds like that could be the right time somewhere in an inaccurate clock, that is not the actual time. The actual time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious. Go ho 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 ho. Committee. Yeah, that was a pretty dramatic one, Toby. I get bored sometimes. But not now, because it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm pouring tea, because that's what I do. What kind of tea are you drinking today? Well, I think today we are in for more Dahong Pao. Oh, yes. It's very delicious Dahong Pao today. But I got some better stuff coming. I'm pretty excited about it. I think I mentioned it yesterday, but let's see. Let's look at the calendar. What is today? It's a Sunday, the 11th, and yeah, this my tea gets put on a boat here in about 2 weeks, and then it'll be here in about a month. I should have it by the end of August. I bought an entire jean of Dahong Pao, that good stuff that I like so much. Oh, good tea. All right, I gotta tell you something. Not exactly doing super great today. I'm having considerable difficulty getting around, so we're not going anywhere today. Which is kind of disappointing, because I was kind of thinking about going somewhere. Don't know where I wanted to go. But it's also really hot outside. It's getting hot, and it's going to get hotter. And it's also windy. I was looking out the window, and it was, like, strangely windy. There was gusts of wind, and I thought, okay, well, it looks like the universe is trying to tell me that I don't get to go outside today, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that, because, yeah, I need to not go anywhere. Luckily, there is one very bright side to all of this. Yeah, I have to stay indoors all day. But I'm super excited. Why? Because in about 45 minutes from now, I have got Godzilla movies on all day. And, you know, not just the old Showa ones. No, there are no Showa Godzilla movies on today. We are in the Heisei period of the Godzilla films. Oh, yes. So, and I haven't seen these in like 2 or 3 years, because these don't get aired as often as the classic Showa films. But today I got Godzilla versus Space Godzilla, and then right after that, Godzilla versus Destoroyah. And then after that, I got Godzilla versus Megagyrus, the G.I. Nanot. The G Annihilation Strategy. Oh yeah, that's the one where they have the Dimension Tide. And that's going to be their weapon against Godzilla. Give me a break. And then of course, right after that, I have the one that I've been waiting for forever to see again. Because this is the hard one to catch. Godzilla Final Wars. Oh, so good. And then after that, then we have Godzilla versus Space Godzilla again. So, yeah, I've got what? Almost 11 hours. Yeah, 11 hours if you don't count the second repeat of Godzilla versus Space Godzilla. But I'm looking forward to seeing Godzilla Final Wars. I've only seen that one maybe two or three times in my entire life, and it's crazy. It's Sentai plus Kaiju plus, oh, it's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Okay, so now that I have the rest of my day planned out, what are we gonna do? Well, I think the first thing we need to do is to see what our favorite rock and roll bird is up to, our favorite rock and roll parrot, Tico. What song does he have for us today? That's not a song, that was just a little piano chord. I don't want piano chords, I want rock and roll and bird. Yeah, I cannot get enough of that damn bird. Oh, so yeah, Tico is doing a little Jesse's girl there, apparently. Little Rick Springfield. Oh, what in the hell? I gotta admit, I love that bird. I love that bird almost as much as I love Blender.
Blender.
Oh, look. And she has brought a round tray of hamburgers.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a round tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf. Until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Kirk Cameron.
Quaffio.
Who?
Kirk Hiya. Cameron.
Quaffio?
Kirk Cameron.
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Look at that. Oh, damn. Look at that. Oh. Right, so does that mean it's time to turn on the synthesizers and stuff? Yeah, it probably is. I got a hell of a lot of cables all tangled up here. And the first thing we need to do is plug in Bass Drop Baby, because I've been working on something. I started working on a little bit of something last night. Some more of my war music. And what did I do? Well, let's get this programmed up really quick. What am I doing again? Oh, yeah. First, I press and hold this while hitting that, and then I do this and hit this one two times. Then I hit this and hit the 8. Then I hit the play button, and now it's ready. Okay. And then what? Oh, we got to turn this on. The important thing, the mixer. And then that means we should have some sounds. We have sounds. We got sounds. Okay, so who wants to hear what's going on? This is kind of weird and interesting. Let's just hit it. Yeah, got a weird little beat going. Yeah, that's fun. But there's more to it. Don't worry. There's even more drums. Here they come. Yeah. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you got any synth to go with that? Yeah, I got some synth right here. Everybody knows by now how much I love to put an LFO on the filter cutoff. But now I think we need some bass or something. Wasn't there some bass involved? Yeah. It's heavy, it's funky, it's nutty. And yet, there's still one more part. And I'm trying to remember how I did this. So that's about all we got, right? Let's fade that back out. Now we just got those wacky drums. And the bass. Ha. So, yeah, I'm feeling like that needs a little bit of something else, though. I got about this far last night, and I set it aside, and I thought, okay, so what do you do with it? That's always the big question, isn't it? Yes, it is. And I thought, well, maybe it needs some bleep drum. We haven't gotten the bleep drum out in a while, have we? Who remembers the bleep drum? It's this thing. Ugh, crunchy. Got some good claps there, though. This thing sounds weird today. Like it's off. And you know, it's probably just the fact that this is the original battery. This battery has been on this thing for years, and maybe it's finally dying. Now, what are we going to do with this, though? Do we need more drums? We need some kind of snare, but this thing doesn't exactly produce good snare sounds. But it can make some weird bo-wo. And the other problem is, programming this thing is, well, fairly random, fairly catch-as-catch-can. So, maybe we're not plugging anything into it right now. Right now, we just need to get it synced up somehow. So I've got my little clock sync box, the one that I made that doesn't seem to work, but it does seem to work going in the other direction sometimes, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But where are we going to get clock for it to begin with? I don't know. I guess we can get clock off the Florian. See, the bass drop baby is taking Florian's regular clock. We got two other clocks. We got the two sequencer clocks, which are clock divisions. And would this all work? Would it be a thing? We don't even know. Should we try it? Maybe. Let's see. I think we got the default play. I said play. Yeah, this is our default bleep drum. Just kick and bass. And not a very good one, but maybe just for the sake of, well, come on, this is pure science. We should hook it up. And I just realized something else. Because I've got the sequencers on Florian doing what's the word I'm looking for? Polymetric stuff or polyrhythmic stuff. This is going to get weird. So which ones do I want? Which one's the most regular? Which one's the weirdest? Let's just plug it into sequencer one clock for now. And we will plug directly into the clock box. And then on the clock box, we need to go, oh God, now I can't remember which one's the ground. I only marked, see, good job, Tobe. Why do you do dumb stuff, Tobe? Because smart stuff is boring. Okay, so let's just see if this works. It might. I'm gonna turn off the bass drum on the 303 so we don't get confused. Okay, and I gotta start resetting things so I can restart them, and here we go. Play. I got the bass on. Okay. I don't hear my kickity kicks. What if I press play on the bleep drum? Oh yeah, that does it. That turns it on, but that's not synced up. That is not clocking. Okay. Well, first of all, these wires look like they're in the wrong place. Why did I use color-coded wires and then not plug right into positive? Oh wait, stop. Now, let's start. Yeah, no. Why is this not wanting to do the thing that I want it to do? Well, because that would be way too easy, Tobe. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, maybe if we start it now, it'll just magically work for no reason. Let's reset all the clocks and go. I hear nothing. Why doesn't it work, Tobe? Is it because you don't have a clue as to what you're doing? And you're just plugging random crap into things? And you just invent things that don't work? Well, yeah. There is that. But usually, I'm trying to fit another wire in here. It's not working. Usually, my general awesomeness overcomes any moderate technical failures that I might be having. It's not happening this time, though. What if we go into the other sequencer clock? Still getting nothing. I'm an ultimate failure. Well, maybe I'll experiment with this a little bit more at another time. This is just not... Okay, I thought I did something I didn't. I just accidentally pressed a button. So, we'll put that aside for now. Maybe I'll hack on that tonight. Oh, but I just noticed something. The light on the bleep drum, there we go, is flashing. Okay, this seems to... And see, hear how slow this is right now? Thump. Wait for it. Thump. This seems to imply that we were getting some clock and it just didn't want to advance because this thing is now really slow and I don't like it. So let's stop it. Stop! And I don't really know if I want the bleep drum in there to begin with, because what I'm kind of envisioning for this, being as it sounds like war music and it's all militaristic and marchy, I was thinking about some rolling military snare. Or something, you know, like that. Let's get it going so you can... Let's just play. Turn the thing on. Nice. Now add the drums. I said add the drums. 4E and Alright, fun times all around. But what else does it need? We could try the dissonant horns. Cool. We could always try this thing. Let's see, how do I want to get into this? What key is this in? Need more gain. Alright, what key are we in? What the hell is... What note is this? This one. Is this what key we're in? This seems to be B. Why am I in B? Nobody uses B. Now all I gotta do is learn how to play on the beat, and then I'll be a good musician, and then I can make some cool music. This is kind of okay. I could do something like this. This is... Lots of these are always great. Yeah, so maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll work on this some more today while I'm watching all these Godzilla movies, because I got a lot of Godzilla. And you've been listening to the Dubious We Love Godzilla Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, but now it's over, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.